Flathead farmers in Tairawhiti are backing government plans for an independent review into management practices on erosion-prone land in the district. In January, the East Coast was battered by Cyclone Hale, which caused a significant problem of flooding and dragged forestry debris from hillsides and across roads and farmland. Our rural reporter Maya Burry visited Tolaga Bay, filed this report.
We're in Tolaga Bay, 5 minutes from the township.
And what can we see at the moment, Tim?
Just on the edge of our farm, a big wall of wood that would probably be almost the size of a rugby field. Forestry slash debris.
And
yeah, blocking up waterways and taking out fences and whatnot.
Nearly a month on since Cyclone Hale hit, a massive wall of wood is still engulfing part of Tim and Lucy Jefford's farm in Tolaga Bay. Tim Jefford says there's a mammoth repair job ahead. Flooded paddocks need to be re-sown and woody debris needs to be cleared from paddocks and fences.
For sure it's been one of the toughest sort of months you could imagine. Sheep yards are out of action because they're all flooded. You know, you're juggling around stock because you've lost a certain amount of production of feed. So each day gets a little bit better, but I mean, we're lucky we've had, you know, heaps of support around us.
Earlier this week, the Forestry Minister, Stuart Nash, was one of several MPs that visited the region, and at a meeting with farming, iwi and local council representatives, outlined plans for a review of land management practices. Tim Jefford welcomes the move.
It's not as though we're sitting here saying forestry needs to stop, but obviously just a pretty good hard look at the management that's going on around harvest management and waterway management to avoid us dealing with this problem and, you know, avoid Tolaga Township and other East Coast townships dealing with all this.
Federated Farmers Gisborne President Toby Williams says as well as the review, farmers also want to see short-term measures put in place so there's not the same problems in the next big storm.
You know, it costs money to be dealing with these trees more and doing things differently. But at the moment, our communities are the ones paying the price.
Toby Williams says it's the fourth time in 18 months that some farmers have been hit by severe flooding and they're exhausted.
There's only so much you can do when you've lost your fence for the fourth time in 12 months. If you've spent $30,000 putting your crops in and refencing only for to be gone again. One of my good friends and neighbour up the road here, you know, I tried to call him straight after the floods. Wouldn't even pick up his phone. Talked to his wife and he said, oh, no, look, he's not in a good space.
The Forest Owners Association's chief executive, David Rhodes, says his industry is also on board with the review. He says some of the damage is forestry related and he accepts the problems caused by forestry debris aren't good for the industry's image.
I mean, it's definitely tarnished our image and we have to live with that. And I think, could we have done better? Yes, we could have. So we have to take that on board. We have to accept that, and we're going to have to change. And I'm comforted that change is happening, but I'm quite clear as well that more is going to be needed.
David Rhodes says forestry companies are committed to working with the community on the clean-up, and some crews have already been helping on impacted farms.